Welcome to the podcast, Patients and Patient Organizations in Ear and Guard Heart On Air. My name is Diane Zwaagman, and I am Guard Heart Social Media Manager and your today's host. We'll be talking about on how the patient representatives involved in the network board, and to do so, we have invited two very special guests who have been involved as patient representatives in this network. Some have just been appointed and others for quite some time. Welcome Ines and welcome Giovanna, and thanks for joining me. Well, let's get started right away. Giovanna, if our listeners want to get to know you, who you are, can you tell us who you are and which condition or group of conditions are we talking about?
Okay, hi, my name is Giovanna Campioni. I'm from Italy. I have a congenital heart disease. I'm a Fontan. And I'm a CEO of a patient association in Italy. I have been in the AIR network for about a year and a half as a patient representative.
Okay, thank you. And Ines, if I and our listeners want to get to know you, can you introduce yourself and tell us which condition we are talking about?
Yes, hello. My name is Ines, and I'm a mother of a patient. My son is now with 13 years old. He was born with a congenital heart disease, complete atrioventricular septal defect. And Santa Cruz Hospital, where the Sucy San Coraggio was born, receives all types of cardiac pathologies, but especially congenital heart diseases in adults and children.
Thank you. And Ines, can you also tell us and the listeners, since when did you became a patient representative in this network? And what were your main personal reasons to do so?
Yes, of course. Sucy San Coraggio is an IPAC since the end of 2023. As I said before, my son is now with 13, with congenital heart disease. He had surgery at birth and again at 2 years old. At the time, Sucy San Coraggio already existed, and not only did I see the huge effort they made for the entire pediatric cardiology service, for example, by purchasing materials and equipment or helping families who lived outside Lisbon. And had nowhere to stay during their children's hospitalization. As I felt right there in front of me, all these flaws that the association tried to fill in total, I spent 2 months in the hospital. I had a lot of time to see the extent of the problems. So in 2022, when Dr. Riange proposed me to be representative of Sucy San Coraggio in the network, I accepted with no doubts. It's an honor to help this big group of extraordinary people to make them grow, to help all the patients that are going to use the pediatric cardiology service at Hospital Santa Cruz.
It's nice. It's very nice to hear. And Giovanna, I haven't heard it very well within your introduction. But yes, can you tell us, since when did you become the patient representative in the network?
As a patient representative, as a part of this network is important for me. Every experience can become a source of improvement that I can bring into the reality of my country. Being a patient, I believe that my contribution can be important because I bring the patient's needs and requirements to the working tables. I talk about our life and how we would like to the improvement despite our pathologies and the resulting disability. For me, this is very, very important.
Wow, very driven young woman, so I hear. Ines, you are a mother close to a patient, representative in a network, and I understand that you have been also involved in a registered national patient organization within your own country. And can you tell me why this is important for the network as well as for your community?
Yes, I think that the more organizations that are parts of the network, the more benefits we will have for all those who belong to it. The network is more valuable if we are more and stronger. Doctors win because the number of patients is larger. They can exchange ideas about specific cases or discuss better ways to treat patients. And associations win because they can reach more people. And if they are well supported, they see their patients have better results and therefore are happier and their families are better supported.
And can you tell us how you are doing this? Do you have
Yes.
also a good example for us?
Yes, 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 yes. At Sisson Courage, we have countless ways to help patients, whether by helping the cardiology service or directly to families who have most difficulties. One of the most visible helpful supports is the lives of our patients from the day they know they have heart disease, for example. Is the mutual help group. Every month, a group of nurses from Santa Cruz Hospital promotes online a group of parents who have children with heart disease and who need to talk about their problems, share experiences, listen to similar cases, or ask questions. It seems to us that it's the is the the one of the only support groups of parents with children with heart disease with these characteristics in Europe, moderated by healthcare professionals and under the umbrella of a healthcare institution. For all these reasons, it's absolutely essential for us to continue providing ongoing assistance to those we treat. Heart diseases are mostly lifelong diseases. Our patients clearly benefit from us being part of this network.
Yes, thank you. Now I have a question for Giovanna. I don't know if you have any, but what are the main barriers so far that you have found, and how are you dealing with them?
Yes, I think that the biggest difficulty was the language, the knowledge of the language is fundamental because it allows you to the best express your thoughts and make a difference. Many patients who, like me, have had to undergo hospitalization throughout their lives, have not always had the opportunity to study English well or go on the study tribes because they studies and were unable to participate in programs travel study of the English language. That's why this is really a problem, because we are patient and we are very, very more time in hospital. We make very, very, very time long hospitalization. It is not every possible to study English better. It's very, very the biggest difficulty for us.
Ines, the next question. Can you share any tips for others who would like to involve for example, GuardHeart and become an EPEC? And what would you recommend them to start with?
Yes, I think that before you get involved in GuardHeart and become an EPEC, make sure you surround yourself with the right people. May everyone fight for the same purpose and be united to achieve these goals.
Nice, thank you. And if you have, can you share your thoughts on an ideal collaboration between the board and the EPEC groups and what would that
Yes.
look like?
It's not too easy, but an ideal collaboration would to be able to make the presence of these groups truly now throughout Europe. The importance of these networks and the change it can bring for people is very more important. But we need a strong organ that coordinate all this with the various groups. It is the right of every citizen to be informed of the existence of the network and its activities. Anyone can ever have a problem in their lives, in their life, which is why they need to know that we are working for them.
Thank you. Now I have two informal questions to the both of you. Now we know, we heard a lot about your role within the EPEC group, but Giovanna, do you have a job? Maybe a volunteer job?
Yes.
And what can you tell us about it?
My work is, I work for the association. I manage the association, I planning projects and supporting patients and families as a counselor and peer counselor. I'm a counselor and a peer counselor and I'm study law.
Thank you. And Ines, can you tell us, our listeners, what kind of job do you do and what can you tell us about it?
Yes, I'm a photographer.
Nice.
I mainly photograph people, families, weddings, company workers, events. I don't like photographing landscapes or buildings that much. They don't show me how they feel. I also draw and paint. So every day I manage to divide my life in these two areas.
Thank you. And Ines, if you have any, do you have hobbies and what would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, my work areas easily get confused with my days. Sometimes I don't know if my working is, if I am working or if I am enjoying my work or if I'm doing both. Photography and visual arts are part of my days. I can't live without them. But yes, I do other things, of course. I read less than I would like. I walk less than I should. I travel less than I need to. And I cook almost only for obligation. But when I can change these verbs, my life will be incredible.
And Giovanna, can you tell
yes.
us anything about your hobbies?
Yes, I like cook. I will write in the future a book for health receipt for patients with cardiac disease. And I like to go in a new place. I like what all people like. But my hobby is to cook and to write what I cook.
To cook, thank you. Well, that's all for today's episode. A big thanks to Ines and Giovanna for joining me today and for sharing their experiences with us. Thank you also for listening. Until next time, bye.